on this, the 27th day of September, 2017, in Los Angeles, California, from the Lucy Coleman Studio, from the United States of America, and God's good great planet Earth. This is PJ.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Singing, Nina. Go ahead, girl.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
You better go on and sing it, girl.
Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel.
Yeah.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
Yeah.
It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's
yeah. A new day. Thank you, Nina. And that's the way to open up the show. Let me just talk to you a little bit about what's going on around our nation today with this NFL, and I'm not going to stand. First of all, let me cut to the quick right now. Now, I'm not concerned whether I lose any friends, family, and AT&T, anything. I'm speaking as a man that knows what the hell I'm talking about and why I'm talking about it. I don't have political people behind me. I don't need a group of black people behind me, white people, nothing. Let's act like I was a speck of dirt that came over here from anywhere in this world. If I had a place to live on this planet, where would I choose to live and why? I am an American. Now, what that means is that my country comes first. I'm a black man. Don't talk to me about what they did to our people. Please. Don't talk to me about that. You too young. You haven't lived long enough. You don't know nothing about surviving. You don't know nothing about suffering. And if you came up during the Civil War, you'd be dead in a flash because you wouldn't even know how to keep your sorry behinds alive. Every country on this globe has a national banner that they walk under. One of the best ways for you to see that is to pay attention to the Olympic Games. Oh no, this is my forum. I don't want to hear your mouth because you see, you want those liberal, whatever they call themselves, the media people, right? I don't follow Don Lemon and CNN. I don't follow the guys on Fox News either, though I agree more with Fox than I do with CNN, because CNN news is just like the president said. It's fake news. It's fake. I have so much to say. There's so much been building up in this old 73-year-old's mind. And I know what most of you are saying. You said, damn it, John, you need to die, man. Because if you die, we won't hear your voice anymore. We won't have to. That's what some of the boys say around here. When I talk around my house and they come to visit and they say, shut up. I don't want to hear you. They don't want to hear me because of what I'm saying. Because they never thought about it. They haven't lived long enough to know how to deal with it. This kind of bullcrap can tear our nation apart. It's very subtle, and it was purposefully put forward by the dialectic crew of the Democratic Party. Now, let me say it again. Hillary, old lady, you lost. Ain't no man in his right mind going to vote for a woman like you to lead a country. You are disqualified. You and the entire Democratic Party. And please let me address this black congressman or whoever he was. I saw a clip from something where he was saying that the president needs to be impeached. Let me tell you, he don't need to be impeached for what? For speaking his mind? Why can't that man, listen to me, why can't that man have an opinion that differs from yours? Isn't this what this country is all about? We don't all have to agree. Wait a minute, you're trying to make all black folk agree? I'll never agree with all black people. Most black people I know are completely out of their minds because they got their hand out looking for a handout and looking for something free. I was on the internet. Go ahead, Mario, play it. I was looking on the internet and there was a fight in Dayton, Ohio. It's all over the internet. Black women, young black women, three or four couples out there in the gas station convenience store fighting like cats and dogs in the street. The black man was standing around supporting it. Those kind of bastardly people bring a terrible name to the people of my culture. Those are not African Americans. Those are not true Americans. That's the scum. See? And I'm telling you, that some of you parents that have children like that, and you won't correct those children. Yes, those children are sons of something. They are not sons of decency. Don't try to make something decent that is indecent. I'm not talking about a man's sexual behavior or a woman's love for her children to a particular degree that you can weigh by someone else's. I'm talking about just common decency. Black people have lost their mind in this country. And a lot of white people are tired of it. They don't want that bull crap creeping from the ghettos that started in the city 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago when the black man abandoned the black. Wish you could have been here. Wish you could have seen that. See, because I had to tell him, if anybody touches that knob and turn that knob up and I hear some music in this house, you're going to get, please. And did nobody say a word against me? Why? Because I'm a man. And since I'm a man, I'm going to act like a man, be a man. I'm going to be a man around these young men, and I'm going to let them know you have no rights at all. At all. And this is exactly what the government is going to do when they begin to chastise these sons of bitches. And I know we don't like that kind of language, do we? We don't like that kind of, well, who are you? What have you done to raise your children right? What have you done? What kind of moral structure have you shown? I had a brother come by here a couple of days ago. He used to be a member of my church. And he came by here and I told him, well, no, you're not looking at a phenomenon when you look at me, son. You're looking at a man that's free. I'm free of some other poop butt's opinion of life and of me. I don't follow the Hegelian dialectos, because that's what's the matter with most of you Democrats that voted for somebody like Obama, and then you wanted to vote for Hillary, and geez, you didn't even hear what Trump said. You can't hear it because they've spewed so much hatred in your hearts against Republicans and white people that you didn't hear. Don't white people have a right not to want to go to certain? If they were in Dayton and needed gas at that gas station today, I would not advise any white couple to pull up there and buy some gas in America. Why? Because there's a bunch of wild ass people in the street fighting each other. Over what? They all look like a bunch of project rejects. Now you call me a racist all you want to. I'm an old black man with white hair. I would have called the police or got out of my car and said, you Negroes have embarrassed the hell out of us. Everything that we've been working for to have come to pass, you just messed up. I cannot believe it. See, so I've been a little silent about this stuff, but I'm coming out with it now as a Christian. Now, let me tell you something. Where do I get this idea from? And I think it's important to raise this question. Where do I get this idea from, that this is not the America that I grew up in? Yes, I grew up in a racist America. I know that. Who do you think you're talking to? I remember the first time I was called nigger in this town. I went to Inglewood to get me a job as a busboy at the International House of Pancakes on Manchester and Hillcrest in Inglewood when I was 18, 19 years old. My daddy paid $25 to buy me a job because I was out of high school and I couldn't get a job. I went there and I'm working in the restaurant as a busboy doing what I was supposed to do. I loved it. I was making me money. There was another busboy there named John also. He was white. I was black. On the weekends was our heaviest days, and so we had kind of like overlapping shifts because I came in the early watch and he ended up in the evening. But while we were there, the white John was putting milk in the milk thing and dropped it all over the floor, and one of the waitresses came out and said, John, you did it wrong, and look what you did. The manager heard it, ran out of the back, came out and looked at me and said, you're fired. And I said, oh, wow. I said, I didn't do it. He did it. He didn't turn to fire John, the white boy. I knew my days were numbered at that time. So I've run into that But I didn't get on no, they didn't have social media back then. I didn't call the NAACP. I didn't have to get in touch with Ralph Bunch. I didn't have to talk with Jesse Jackson. I didn't have to do, man, what the heck? I'm living, I don't have to work here. Let me tell you something. Here a few months ago, you know, because I was looking for a job. I've been unemployed and since last December, I haven't worked on a job. I've been living off of my Social Security, and I'm trying to collect some unemployment since I've been working my whole life. They act like they don't want to give me that. They expect the old man to get out there and get a job. I said, who gonna hire me, man? I'm 73 years old, hair all white, and man, I can barely walk. Things are messed up, and now who gonna hire me? Then they said, now if you want a job or Uber or something, you got to get rid of this car and get a four-door, and then you got, wait a minute, I don't have monies to do that. What? I'm on a limited income, living off of nothing. Now, I'm not complaining about my status. If a brother needs some shelter, hey man, give me some ducats and you can have a few months of shelter over your head. But as you come around me, you're going to live right. See, don't get it wrong. A lot of people think that since I'm no longer pastoring in the church and I'm living a life of rambunctiousness, are you out of your mind? Man, get up every morning with his mind sharp, thinking about what keeps it sharp, thinking sharp, and knowing what makes America great again. The black community doesn't have enough fathers in the community to father their sons. Our young men are screwed from the minute they're born because they have men over their lives that do not think the way that men did when I was a young man coming up. And until the black community faces that and faces the crises within their own community, not to prove the point, the Hispanics got all the jobs. The Hispanics are the ones that are getting all of the degrees or the certificates to work as engineers and people doing things. What do black men do? They sit around and wait for moments to get high. Now that shows you that the whole mental conception of the African-American community has been subdued by, oh, what can I call it, friends of mine? The spirit of entitlement. You ain't entitled to nothing but a kick in your rear end lest you get out there and sweep the street. Now, that may seem cruel to you, but back in the day, not even 100 years ago, there were brothers picking cotton in Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi. That's right. I remember a brother came to Los Angeles from Louisiana and told me, we made our money from picking cotton, John. He's still alive. His name is Lewis. And he told me, he said, we made our money through picking bales of cotton. And the heavier the bale of cotton, the more money we would get. And the white man paid us with peanuts. And I asked Lewis, I said, is that all you can do? He said, there was nothing else out there for us. That's why I ended up in California. Now, the first thing he did is he comes to church. Because, see, black people got in their mind, well, if I come to church, well, God is going to help me make it. No, 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 no. If you come to Los Angeles, get in a trade school, get a trade, get a job, learn how to work, learn how to provide for yourself. Ain't nobody going to pay you nothing for nothing. Nobody's going to give you anything like that. Yeah, I see a man walking his beautiful Doberman across the street and some little dogs are hollering at the Doberman and he's trying to set the Doberman down, trying to show him how to act when he's around other dogs. That's good. That's good. He got a good harness on him. I think I'll walk hardcore today. That was good. That was good. It's a good sign for me. Back to the subject matter. Let's come back to this down in the okay. You don't respect this country, you don't respect this flag, then I would suggest to you, and this is from one black man to another black man, I don't care what your age is, I don't care how old you are, I don't care how much money you make, it matters not, and the Kaepernicks in this world, Kaepernick, if you got a problem with what's going on, your boss pay you to throw that ball. Your boss don't pay you to make a political statement on a football field to get me to listen. I don't want to get involved in your conversation. See, this is another thing that I heard all weekend while I was watching the games. Well, we just want a conversation. So I don't want to have this conversation with you. Why should I want to have a conversation with that mess I saw happening in the Dayton gas station? Why should I want to have a conversation when I see a 17-year-old boy going down the street and not answering law enforcement the way he's supposed to? What kind of conversation I want with you? I want to have a conversation with your stupid parents, with your mama, because you ain't got no daddy. Because if you had a daddy, he'd shut your behind up. Now, I know you're not going to like this webcast. I know you're not going to like me, but it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse until somebody pushes the wrong button and screws up our wonderful, peaceful, so-called society that we're living in. And please don't get me wrong. I know it's foul out there. I know there will be hatred. And I know, but listen, what have I done in all the years that I was a pastor? I told you, you can get that dilemma off your butt by being faithful to God. But you see, you won't be faithful to God and you expect man to be faithful to you. Man is not going to be faithful to you. Man's not going to love you. They're not going to love you. They're not going to love your culture. They're not going to love the way you dress. I was looking at another clip. And a white boy from the country was on this clip. It tickled me. But he was right. And he pointed out in this clip that was on Facebook. He said, you know what? Make America great again means pulling your pants up. First of all, recognizing, don't nobody want to see your booty or your underwear. When you look at most of these cats walking around, it's totally disrespectful if you walk into a business place. I say you can turn your dirty ass around and get out of here. And let your mama teach you how to dress. That's what I do if I own a restaurant. You're not coming in here stinking up this place. You can't talk to me. I just did. We gonna boycott your place. Yeah, that's what you're gonna do because that's what you do. That's what you do. You get people to... You should hear. I hear some of the conversation. Two young men could be having a conversation. And I hear the way they reason and they talk. Sounds like two women going back and forth at each other. One young man said to me, you never get another woman, John. I said, why is that? He said, because you talk about them too bad. I said, no, I let them know what I'm looking at. Looking at a tramp that's out of her mind. You're going to respect the man. And you see, a real man would not have, listen, a real man would not have a woman like Beyonce. Think about it. A real woman will not have a woman like Beyonce, because Beyonce is a tramp woman. She is part of the few that is messing up our community. And these people that make, man, and can you believe it? I saw this summer they were going to have these two tramps, her and her husband, come to LA to put on a concert, charge all that money. And when I see a majority of young men that should be looking as men as their heroes following these trampy people, but then, you can't call them tramps. I can call them whatever I think they are. They're tramps. It's trampy lyrics. It's trampy everything. What's the matter with you telling me what I can't do? Well, fatal turn on. It's already turned on me. I have no retirement. I have no money. I'm trying to get by with what I have. Trying to get by with what I earned. I work. You know what? I'm going to tell you guys something, and I never talk about my own personal business on this forum, but you know, it's rough, and I had to file for unemployment, EDD, you know, because I worked for, you know, as a college professor. And somebody said, John, why are you living without getting the money that you worked for? Get that money. Let them know these people ain't going to hire you. And I felt guilty about doing that because I've always worked for what I got. I ain't never got nothing for nothing. What are you asking for something for nothing for? I got bills to pay, water bills to pay, light bills to pay and everything. I try to show young men, see, you got to take care of your business. And so, see, now when I'm doing a webcast and they want to hear music, I just go in there and say, hey, keep this down off. And if I hear it again, you better go somewhere, walk down the street and just go somewhere. I'm not asking, I'm telling. And my world has always been like that. Let me tell you people something. Right now, it's going to come to a revolution in this country, all right? And not with the nobodies. You know, I saw another video clip. They said Angela Davis went to a South American country, and all of them just cheered her and was speaking in a foreign language and everything. And somebody put on there, "I love black people because they Wait a minute, what did Angela do? Started the revolution, and then she got her the same kind of a job that she was protesting. She became a professor, like I did, working in the white institutions. But yet she's a great woman. What makes her great? She stood up back in the day for what was right. Bless her, she wasn't killed for it. And there's some people that'll kill you. Now, what have we done? Let's do this. Let's look back in my mind if I can. All right, what we've done is worked our lives in such a way that now we have no respect for one another racially in this country. And until that respect comes back, it is going to mess our country up more and more. You know what I say about the NFL mess? Everybody stop supporting it. Stop buying the jerseys, stop buying the shoes, stop buying everything. Since the owners went along with this, and everything, stop supporting this illegitimate. Now, I could have football turned off, but I like the game. But you know what? Most of those young men out there playing that game don't know what it's really all about. And when you are making millions and millions of dollars, you really don't care. Now, I can really think that somebody cares. Who needs help? The Puerto Ricans, don't they? The Puerto Ricans, because everything is falling apart. Oh, wait a minute. I want you to hear this conversation. Somebody's having a conversation. Listen.
That's all. They want money, security, and they know that their life is gonna be secure.
Listen.
And if she don't see that, make her scared. Uh-huh. And that's what that gives her doubt. I know. You take care of the doubt.
I'm trying my best to fucking do that.
That's all you can do. Exactly. Everything you're saying, I've been saying and feeling already. So what are you doing?
Then tell her to go get that thing.
If you can't do it.
Listen. You hear it?
The fuck?
Oh, you're being recorded.
Okay.
Everything you both saying is being recorded.
Right.
That's what that shit is. And listen, let me tell you something. In my house, I record what I want to record, when I want to record it, and it goes right along with my argument. Why would two young men have a discussion about how to do with a woman, and neither one of them have ever been successful with that lot? And by the way, I just saw a young black man walk by my house delivering the mail. He don't look a day over 22. He got him a job, and he's working. And these Negroes in here talking about how a woman ain't going to follow no man that ain't making no money. See? But when you have, and here's another thing, you have peer-aged individuals. Listen to what I'm saying. Peer-age individuals, the same age, trying to help each other be a man. And when they need to come and talk with a real man, they won't come and talk with him. Because I'm going to say, what the heck are you doing to make a woman look at you like you are worth looking at? You see what I'm talking about? And so when you look at that situation correctly, then you can weigh it. So you just need to know that. You need to know that PJ's just not sitting around here not thinking. I got some very high nature opinions about how my life is going to be run in the country that I paid taxes to my whole life. And keep it in mind, these young people ain't paying taxes. They're not even helping the government at all. If anything, trying to get something for nothing. You see? And we have an obligation to continue to tell them that. And then the government has an obligation to enforce that law, even if it means locking them up. Now you look for the video clips on the Dayton fight at the gas station. Don't you know all those son of a bitches? Because that's what they are. When you're out there doing that stuff in the street. So when my president uses the term, I use the term too. Because you need to have enough sense to know how in the hell you're supposed to be living. But if you're out there living like that, now what's going to happen? Listen to me. Government's going to clam down on you liberals that think that everything should go the way you want it. Once they lock your asses up, because they have the power to do it anytime they want to. That's why I'm an American. I'm in America. I'm in America. I'm not in another country. I'm right here in America. And once they do it, all this stuff is going to be shut down. See, you gonna bow the knee or you going to be on a workforce. I don't know what kind of a world you think you live in. See? Now, you've been wondering what happened to me and where's my voice? Here's my voice right now. This is all I got to say, and that's why I'm saying it like that, because you think that this thing is going to work out the way you want it to work out? They can shut this thing down any moment. The NFL does not run the United States of America. The owners are personal friends of Donald Trump. They're all personal friends. All millionaires and billionaires are friends. They will play along with the frenzy of the game, but when they start losing money because the people are burning the jerseys, and that's the way that they're saying, we're not going to put up with your mess, every football player will stand up for that national anthem, or this whole thing will be ceased. Mark my word, I ain't never been wrong. And I think that it's totally disrespectful for anyone to try to protest what is going on in the country through messing up a football game where family and friends can meet and for 3 hours of the day rid their minds of the dumb foolishness that's going on in our cities and towns. Now let me address the police shooting and killing black men. If our police department does not correct itself, then the protests from the streets will continuously be there. And my recommendation is that the protesters should move their protest in such a way that it forces the police to do what they have to do. And then we can see who's going to win the revolution. And let me tell you, it will not be the people. They have enough arms and goods to keep you enslaved. This country has always been that way. But until I get the gumption or I get tired enough, I'll be back. Now, if those of you don't want to come to my website anymore, you don't want to not support me with money, don't even worry about praying for me, because I'm going to live until God wants me to die. And if he wants me to die tonight, I'm happy with that too, because my life doesn't consist of staying here putting up with the sons of bees that is messing up my country. See, that's what I call it. I don't care about no football player. I don't care about that. LeBron James. What? LeBron James? Come on, man. You need to get serious. You need to get serious. You need to start listening to black men that know how to live in the world that they're in. And you need to stop listening to women that wouldn't know what to do with a man if they ever had one. This is PJ in the Lucy Coleman studio on this 27th day of September 2017. Saying thank you for coming to my website. And thank you for praying for me if you're still praying for me. And thank you. Stand up when you see that flag. What's the matter with you, fool? And I'm going to tell you, wait, a couple of more things. You go to any other country and sit down. You go to any other country and sit down when they play the national anthem. You gone. You see what them people in that country gonna do to you. You go there and you be on that soccer field or whatever that field is, and you don't stand up when they play that national anthem. You know what they're gonna do to you? You gonna wish you didn't know. So I would propose that all those football players that will not stand up for the flag, why don't you take your millions and millions of dollars and get the hell out of America. I'd rather be in a poor America with no money than be in America with you disgusting dudes weighing 200 and 300 pounds out there fooling around playing a game, being made a millionaire, entertaining the crowds. You know what those football stadiums are like? They're like the Colosseum back in the Roman Empire, entertaining the masses. That's all you are. You're being entertained. And now you're letting these clowns dictate to you how you're supposed to feel about the loyalty of your country. Are you out of your mind? You don't listen to guys like that. You don't listen to it. But I know we're living in a globalistic society where everyone is taught to think and to behave the same way. It is Hegelian. It is dialectic. It is meeting the global analysis. It is President Trump is not going to do that. He is not the world's man. He became the president because most people in this country knows exactly what it means to be free. And you got to be free enough to say what you feel. And if you can't say what you feel, you're not free at all. You're just a slave. So, do you love America? And they play that Star Spangled Banner. I don't care whether you agree with it or not. If it was up to me, I'd put you out. I would put you out. If you are not patriotic, patriotic towards a country, man, that send our soldiers out there to shed their blood. And so you have the right to protest. And you're going to do it on that level. You ought to be ashamed of yourself because you disrespect the blood that has been shed by men that died to keep this country safe so we can buy an ice cream cone, so we can go and get on welfare if we have to, so we can go and buy any car that we want to buy. We can dress in any style clothes we want to dress. This is America. This isn't communist China where they all telling us to put on some blue jerseys. And look at North Korea flexing its muscles. She knows better than to mess with America because she knows that the glorious eagle will come down and chop her up. That's why our president said, let them try it. We will put their lights out for good. He's talking like a nationalist. And that's the way people talk. You don't like that? I know it because they're pushing for a one world global agenda. One world where everybody is enslaved by another person's way of thinking. Make sure that you think freely in Jesus' name. Thank you very much for coming to the website. This is BJ, your internet pastor, checking out. Until next time.